we take a walk?
Here we are.
The sun is shining.
Can we get this on earlier? Like, the, again, this is the only one that's really recognizable, because what happens here on the Good Day program is that we want to start every hour with some song that we've found that has Good Day in the title or in the lyric line. And this one is the most recognizable one from the Beatles, and always seems to show up at the same time. So it bothers me, and I'm
That's
telling
the
you.
That's 9 a.m. hour.
We're at 9, though. We're at 8.
I know, but even it's been on the 8 o'clock.
We needed it 4.
Yeah, we need it earlier. About
what
six,
time would you like it
seven.
To play?
6 would be fine.
Right? 6 would be fine.
Yeah,
that's,
perfect.
That's fine.
In fact, sunshine abounds in most of our country today. That's a good thing. The good news is that today is another good day for you to get started, and you can help yourself to whatever our bill of fare is here. The Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Roberta Fasanelli and Clay Cohut. Clay, later on in the hour, has his time, although, as Jennifer finds out often, his time is often usurped by me and the things that are of import. And I hope that I'm touching on... Clay doesn't have to have just his own time. He's around all the time. He can help us with his expertise in the social media. We're going to identify as many websites as we can later in the hour focused on Veterans Day and what veterans are all about. Also, a little conversation, as we have a theme today about the Facebook posts and whether you ought to get fired and what happens when it's used for bullying, et cetera, et cetera. A frequent focus here on Good Day. This is not necessarily good news. Those of you who listen to me with regularity know that I love to travel, love to fly. I know a lot about aircraft. I've been anticipating and excited about the 787, which is the new Boeing plane that will be used on medium and long-range flights. It is basically the replacement for the 767. It's about the same size as the... There are two versions, actually, I guess three now. The 787-200, which will compare to the old 767-200, holds about as many people as the current 757, but flies much faster, much quieter, and it is much more fuel efficient. And so they have now, I think they have 4 of these planes that are built, and they've been testing them, and now they have been grounded again for the 4th or 5th time.
Oh.
There was an emergency landing that was required yesterday. One of the 787s was out on a 6-hour test flight flying across the country. Crew had smoke in the rear of the plane.
How'd you like to be the guy that has that job?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we've been having these engines blow up. Can you guys take this thing out for a spin?
Flight. Yeah. Well, they're test pilots. They're used to, like, being ejected.
Right. It'll be all right.
Coming down on a parachute.
Meanwhile, these Rolls-Royce engines, 2 of them blew apart on the Airbus 380s. Singapore Airlines also had one on a 747 blow up last Tuesday. So they've had 3 jumbo jet engines blow up in a week. Everyone's wondering whether it's sabotage or whether it's, you know, something where they're using bad fuel. What's going on here? It's not, but it is, Richie just suggests, those of you who just, you don't care what kind of a plane it is, get me on the plane and take me to where I'm going.
Yep.
You don't want to be worried about whether the engine's going to fall off or going to be smoke in the plane or whatever. The 787, though, is a pretty exciting plane because it is so different. First time major changes in an airliner in terms of how they build them since the Second World War. They don't use any of the old... The planes have no metal in them, except for the fuselage frame. The rest of it's all composite material. Who knows where where the stuff comes from? You know, when you see the junk truck going down the street, that could be the next plane you fly in. I'm being facetious.
I actually just watched a video with Sean on YouTube, the television show How's It Made?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I like that.
How It's Made?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they did one on, like, these small Cessna airplanes. And it's pretty interesting. I mean, it's basically, like you say, composite.
Yeah.
Carbon fiber.
Yep, carbon fiber.
Material. It's not like a hard sheet. It's soft. And then they use a piece of foam to shape it all.
Mm-hmm.
And they just keep gluing layer after layer after layer. And it's really light, thin carbon fiber and fiberglass, just sheet after sheet after sheet, glued on each other. And the only thing that makes it, gives it its shape, is a piece of foam.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow.
Pretty
I mean, this thing, it's
right?
not a hard steel. It's not even aluminum like I thought it was.
Did it make you want to fly in one?
I understand how they would do that to make it lighter, and the composite or the carbon fiber material is very strong. It's not going to tear as easily as aluminum, so I guess I feel okay with it.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program is Veterans Day 2010. Roberta Fasanelli has posted at thegooddayshow.com a lot of great bargains, savings, and freebies for veterans. So if you'd like to take advantage of that, that's our special feature, at least as far as Roberta's work is concerned, on the Queen of Cheap part of the Good Day Show homepage. A lot of people ask every year this time, what's the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day? A lot of people confuse the 2 days. Memorial Day is a day for remembering and honoring the dead, particularly those who died in battle. That's what Memorial Day is all about. For those who, you remember those who died on Veterans Day for sure,
yeah.
But it's supposed
Veterans Day
to be
is everybody. Those who served,
to honor
those who
all
died,
those who served honorably in the military in wartime, peacetime. Veterans Day is largely intended to thank living veterans for their service, to acknowledge that their contributions to our security are appreciated, to underscore the fact that all those who served have sacrificed. And I'm not sure that I buy that, frankly. I don't know that I think all people in the military are sacrificing. In fact, I think that there are some who go into the military to take advantage of the programs, and they're there to be taken advantage of. But I think there are, we've seen this over the years when people who went into the service 10 years ago were called up for duty to go to Iraq, and they said, wait a minute, I didn't sign up for this. I don't want to go shoot anybody. I'm a military analyst or some other such thing. Remember those stories? There were lots
sure.
of them.
Yeah, I mean, when there
those
hadn't
people
been
on heroes,
any kind
those
of
people,
a conflict in 20
yeah,
years.
And, right. They haven't had any. The people who just go in to have the government, you and me, pay for their going to school, sorry, no sacrifice there. You and I are sacrificing for them. They aren't sacrificing.
Well, they're still doing a job
for... Well, they're still
for,
in the line of fire.
So what?
Right?
They're not heroes.
They're not
they push
fire,
a desk.
Robert,
no, they're not they're, in the line of fire.
They're
Many
doing
of them
a
are
job
not in the line of fire at all.
Working for their country.
Yeah.
Now, whether you put it up on a pedestal at the same rate as with somebody like my nephew who
no,
was
your
digging
nephew
ditches
is,
in March.
Your nephew deserves every bit of tribute that we can send in his direction.
Went to Iraq
he went
twice
to
on
Iraq
the first
twice,
day, took some shrapnel in his shoulder.
He's the guy that we're talking about here. We're not talking about somebody who goes in to get their military time in so they can go to school. They sit behind a desk and, sorry, I don't...
I say if you're a veteran, you served your country.
Yeah, okay. Well,
deserve,
I serve my country, too, and I'm not
you get a day.
I'm serving my country right now.
Yeah, I mean, we all are. But
so let's have a day for me.
You never took 2 or 4 or 6 years out of your life to go work for the military to
I've taken 2, 4, 6 years out of my life
to
work for nothing in a radio station so that I can have a better radio job.
Whether you pushed paperwork or whether you crawled on the ground with a gun, you did something to support the military. That person pushing the paper helps support that person that's on the front
lines. I had a conversation with somebody who's the mother of a man who is in the service, and she's extremely frustrated. He's extremely frustrated. He said to his mother when he came home on leave he's in, what is that? What's the Fort Bliss is in Texas? His Camp Lejeune is in South Carolina, right? Isn't that what Camp Lejeune is? I think that's where he was.
You're in the Marines.
Yeah, I think he's a Marine. And he's frustrated because he doesn't do anything. They called him back because they said that there was a need for him and others. They needed to have more soldiers to go to Afghanistan. So he and his entire company have been on, if you will, alert for almost a year, haven't gone anywhere, haven't done anything. They literally, he said, do nothing. They sit around all day. Once a week they have a drill. Other than that, they don't do a thing.
Not his fault.
I'm not suggesting it is. Why did you come back with
that
retort? I didn't say it was his fault. I'm just saying that there are a lot of people in the military
I didn't want you to go.
Who don't want to be there. Well, I haven't finished my story yet.
No, go ahead and finish your story, then I'll chime in.
You're all too defensive about this
Well,
stuff.
Whenever I chime in, you say, why did I say that?
I don't know. No, I don't. Not at all.
Okay,
but in this circumstance.
I apologize for interrupting
many,
your story.
Thank you. There are too
Please.
Many people
Finish.
Who Please. Waste their time, go into the service, don't get anything, don't do anything, and they aren't. This guy is a perfect example. He doesn't want to be there anymore. He didn't want to be there in the first place. He went, served twice in Iraq, went to Afghanistan once, and now he's gone. He re-enlisted because they said they needed him. So he has been there, and he said hundreds of others are sitting there getting paid to do nothing.
Same thing with my nephew. He did a second tour because they made him a sweetheart deal.
Yeah. So why did they make him a sweetheart deal?
Iraq one more time. Because they needed experienced soldiers.
But they didn't use him.
I'm sorry, Marines, to go back. And they did use him. And then he came back, and he was a drill sergeant at Quantico.
No, this guy's not even doing that.
He was done. He was like, I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm ready to go.
He's not even doing that. We need to recognize that there are men and women who really put themselves out there, really whose lives are on the line, and really do heroic stuff. And then to step back a little bit and analyze the people who go into the service who are just there to take. And I think that we make a terrible mistake by putting them all together. I think it's demeaning to those who really have put themselves out there, like your nephew, who really have served with distinction, who really have been in danger. Them in the same category with people who never are in danger, who leave the base, who never are in harm's way. I'm sorry, I don't buy that.
But the people who are on the front line can't do their job without the support system that helps them get there and
you
helps
and I
them
know
keep the bullets coming and helps them keep the vests coming.
Stuff. You know, that's,
for sure. There's waste, fraud, and abuse.
No,
like
that's
crazy.
Fine. There are people that, well, maybe there are civilians who could do that just as well as the people in the service who are wearing the uniform, maybe do it cheaper.
Yeah.
They don't have to have men in uniform, women in uniform to distribute flak jackets and headgear, and so what do they need that for?
I wouldn't disagree with you there. I think that the private sector could do as good, if not better, a job.
That was a lot of work.
Did you say
phew?
But there, it doesn't take away from the people who enlisted to help support those people up front.
Okay. I made my point. 800-510-8255. Congratulations and thank you to the men and women who have served our country well, who have put their lives on the line.
And to celebrate.
And who deserve our acknowledgement.
Macy's is having a sale.
Macy's is having a sale. Perfect.
Find your magic at Macy's Veterans Day sale. Take 25 to 50% off store-wide, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's Star Rewards card or WOW Savings Pass. Coats and boots for her, 40% off. Baby and infant outfits and basics, 40% off. Men's designer sports shirts, sweaters, and more, 50% off. All pillows, buy one, get one free. Macy's Veterans Day sale. Great prices every day. That's the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly, through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
Lovely bunch of coconuts. There they are standing in their row.
I just have a guarantee you'll never hear this today anywhere else.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Wait a minute, what about peanuts?
I don't have any peanut songs.
You don't really?
Yeah.
I've got a lovely bunch of peanuts.
I mean, you know, hold on.
We've had last week, I think it was actually, conversation about the conditions in the peanut factories.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Remember that was part of, we were overlooking what, I think Kraft was in the focus and peanuts to think about. What's this?
Peanut theme.
Oh, that's
a yeah, the peanut theme.
I recognize it, but I didn't remember why.
Loopy.
So, Madison Avenue is bringing us a new Mr. Peanut image makeover time. Kraft is trying to revitalize the character because they're trying to revitalize the brand because there are a lot of rumors floating around like the one that I was talking about last week that I will not go back to. There is a new Mr. Peanut. Have you seen the image of Mr. Peanut, the new look and the new voice?
We know how to throw a remarkable holiday party, just serve classy snacks, and be a gracious host, no matter who shows up. Richard, didn't think you were going to make it.
Hey, sorry about last week. I don't know what got into me.
Yeah, well, forgive and forget. Kind of.
I don't think so. Do you like nuts?
All right.
That's actually a really funny commercial.
Mr. Peanut has been around since 1916. There was another voice for a long time associated with Mr. Peanut. Now there's a new voice. Who is it? That's the 2020 quiz question. Who is the voice there?
Yeah, I'll give you the first 10 seconds okay. Again. Now that you know to listen, and you will know this voice.
Yeah, you know this voice.
Okay.
At Planners, we know how to throw a remarkable holiday party, just serve classy snacks, and be a gracious host, no matter who shows up.
Okay, that's the
voice. All right, this is a two-part question. All right, the first part is, whose voice is that? The new Mr. Peanut, whose voice is it? 800-510-8255. And in the Mr. Peanut commercials and wherever you've seen Mr. Peanut in the past, he had a sidekick. The sidekick's name, please. Roberta should know this. 800-510-8255.
Mr. Peanut had a sidekick?
Mr. Peanut has a sidekick.
Right. And by the way, Jennifer and Roberta, do you say...
Who? Mr. Peanut is tall and the sidekick is short.
Do you say peanut or peanut?
Peanut. I say, peanut. Do you want some peanuts?
Peanuts.
Peanut.
I say peanut.
Na, na, da, na,
peanut.
Peanut. Do you like a peanut?
Roberto, I say it.
He's peanut. Now trying to make fun of peanut. Me because of the way I
peanut. Say it. No, I just, I'm
peanut.
Wondering.
Peanut.
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 It's peanut.
Peanut. How did, I suppose another question might be, how did the peanut get its name?
800-510.
How's it named a peanut? Okay, so we want to know what the voice, the name of the voice here, whose voice is that? And then the sidekick's name, 800-510-8255. In addition, we've been talking about veterans. Kevin wants to take exception to what I said about veterans, and you're welcome to do that, Kevin. Welcome to Good Day. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well, sir. How about you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm a veteran of 6 years in the Army. I was a sergeant and I served as a legal assistant. And, there are more...
Legal assistant veterans. To... What did the legal assistant do? Just explain, help us understand what your job was.
Oh, well, we assisted the staff judge advocate in legal proceedings and all the different...
So you were a JAG or would work with JAGs?
Yes, I was a JAG. Yes, I did. Yes.
Okay. That's not who I'm talking about. I don't have... I think there are a lot of things. If you go to that movie, the fun that was poked at Tom Cruise for the character,
right.
At least the character, the fun that was poked at the character, you saw what value he had and the job had. Those are not the people I'm talking about.
No.
The people I'm talking about are the guys that go in to wash cars and spend their time doing things that others could do or they're not doing anything. I would thank you first for your service, and I think that others who have done what you are doing or did do are very necessary, and you're not the ones I'm talking about. 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. The local food movement has made its way into the hotel industry. I'm talking about bees. More and more hotels are harvesting honey from their own rooftops and kitchen gardens. Sounds a little nuts considering that once upon a time they'd call an exterminator if a beehive showed up on the property. But at the Westin Annapolis, the rooftop beehive can produce as much as 120 pounds of honey every year. Now, granted, you probably don't want to get too close to their hive, seeing that there are as many as 35,000 honeybees buzzing around up there. But the hive is visible from guest rooms, so you can see the action. The LEED certified Ritz-Carlton in Charlotte has two beehives on its vegetated roof. The entire roof keeps the building cool while providing organic produce and herbs. This past summer, the Intercontinental Boston launched its first working hive with 10,000 bees that quickly grew to 40,000. The product will be featured in the hotel restaurant, which coincidentally is called Meal. That's French for honey. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Did you know that Continental Airlines flies to the most international destinations of any U.S. airline? It means we can take you to a lot of places the other guys simply can't. So when you're traveling internationally, it just makes sense to look to Continental first. Because when it comes to worldwide, we're the widest. For information and reservations, go to Continental.com. Continental Airlines. Work hard. Fly right.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Toss that one out. Let's go. Back to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Clay Cohut is going to give us a number of websites that would be of value for those of you veterans who are looking for perhaps some help. You may not know about some of these websites, and humans who are not veterans may be interested in some of these sites as well as we play to the veterans and people who have helped the cause, if you will. It's so sad, really. Isn't it sad when you think about it's great that we have people who will volunteer their time and believe so strongly in a cause, and that's the case with most of the people who are in uniform. But it's so sad that we need to have as many as we do, and we spend as much money as we do, $700 billion in military, and it doesn't go. I mean, one of the things, and this may be considered a downer, one of the things that bothers me more than even the people who get credit for doing things that they ought not to get necessarily a lot of credit for, what more troubles me is how we just don't value. It's been criminal. And we all talk about it, but nobody ever does anything. These veterans who have been in Vietnam and they've been in Desert Storm and they have physical or psychological problems and the government has basically told them to go screw because they don't want to acknowledge. I mean, you have these phony politicians, presidents and congressmen and senators, and they use the men and women in the military for backdrop. And a lot of them don't even get the fact they're being used by these hacks. And so when it comes down to actually the rubber meeting the road, when the veterans' expenditures are before Congress and you look and see who voted against them, was that an issue at all in the last election? Nah, nobody paid any attention to that because the veterans aren't numerically a large enough group to get enough attention. This shouldn't even be a question. How dare we as a country allow these people who have served us well in the line of duty, regardless of whether we had any business? These people didn't make up their mind. They didn't decide to go to war. They just decided to serve. So they followed orders. They went into battle. And they, I mean, if you look at some of the pictures, my God, I don't even want to. Close my eyes when I think of the some of the pictures we've seen of the veterans of Iraq, their faces blown off, their arms blown off, their legs blown off. And I think about how none of that really had to happen. Most of it didn't happen. Have to happen if we'd had MRAPs over there instead of those Humvees, that kind of stuff. How is it that we don't get just so up in arms, so outraged and so angry that we demand in such large numbers that this not happen, that it can't happen? But we don't. We give them lip service on days like today, and then we forget about them. And that's what really annoys me.
How many in the 2009 census, how many veterans do you think that there were counted in the 2009 census?
I don't know. The 2010 census, I don't know, Richie.
21.9 million.
Really?
That's more than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. It is disgraceful.
Now,
it really is.
And the reason I looked that up is because you said that politicians don't really...
You think because it's not a large enough group?
Don't really campaign on any of the issues.
Wouldn't
because it's not a large enough group.
But
so,
that is a large group.
That is a large group.
And one of the things that bothers me is some of the, you know, they're so rabid one way or another for political characters that they want to support. So how is it that with that, even, given the recognition that you just said 21 million men and women are a very large group, then how do the politicians and the government get away with ignoring these vast numbers of people who are sick? And they tell them, no, you're not entitled to any service because, no, you didn't really have any contact with Agent Orange, and it doesn't really do what your doctor said it does. Huh? Like, hello?
As of July 1st, 2008, there are 41.1 million African Americans in the United States.
Yeah.
Wonder how many Latinos.
Why are we talking about that?
Because these are groups that they do.
Oh,
talk
right.
To
service. Yeah, good
they,
point. Yep. Good
when
point.
They
yeah.
stomp.
When they want to.
They're
looking for
they
groveling for
right.
votes.
They look for every single demographic group.
Yeah.
But
except veterans.
You're right. They don't
they
really
give them
talk
lip
to
service
veterans.
And they screw them. That's what it amounts to. And you and I are the ones who are screwing them because we let them get away with it. And to have men and women not being served. And look at the condition of some of the veterans' hospitals. Some of them are pretty good. Some of them are awful.
Some are terrible.
Awful. Awful.
Yeah.
Awful. And we don't. I'm being redundant now. And I'm going to get my. Mm. I'm getting off of me and being in a good day. The guy who sent an email to me this week.
48.4 million Latinos. Yeah. Hispanic population in the United States as of July 1st, 2009.
Everybody's pandering to them. Okay. Anyway. The question comes on back to the Good Day program question about Mr. Peanut. Very important thing. The voice of Mr. Peanut, who's the new person, and what's the name of the sidekick? Mitch is in Lewiston, Idaho. Hello, Mitch. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning, sir.
How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good.
Are you a veteran?
Hanging right in there.
Are you a veteran?
No, but I have a lot of family that are.
All right. And how are you thanking them today?
Oh, well, just praying for them and wishing them lots of blessings that the Lord will protect them.
Yeah, well, let's hope that's the case. All right, so what's the name of the voice, person's voice on the new Mr. Peanut commercials?
That is Robert Downey Jr. and the little guy. You know, I watched that commercial when I was younger, and I can't remember the little guy.
All right, hold on just a second. Let me see if Nikki knows the name of the little guy. Nikki, in Desert Hot Springs, you know the name of the little guy?
Can you play it again? I was busy calling in.
No, it's not. There's no voice.
I haven't heard it on TV yet.
Yeah, but there's no voice. The voice of Robert Downey, that's Mitch has correctly
right.
identified the voice of Robert
right.
Downey as the voice,
right.
the voice of Mr. Peanut. I just asked for the identity of his sidekick.
Gee,
the original Mr. Peanut sidekick.
And the new Mr. Peanut has a sidekick, too. If you look at the spot, there's a small peanut and a big peanut. Peanut, big peanut's dressed up, Mr. Peanut, and there's a little one next to him. You don't know the name, right?
Yeah, sure is.
Is he a little nutty?
Little nutty?
There we go.
It's a bad joke.
Very bad.
Whoa.
All right, the assistant's name is Benson. That's why I said
really?
Roberta. You would be, because Roberta's married name is Benson.
Oh.
All right, Benson is the character's name.
The commercial, the new one with Robert Downey Jr., it's they're all at a holiday party, and then everybody kind of stops mingling and chatting
right.
when the Nutcracker walks in.
Uh-huh.
And he's the one who apologizes for what happened last week, and then you see the back of Mr. Peanut's head with the crack in his shell.
Mm.
And then Mr. Peanut turns around, and the Nutcracker starts to lean forward like with his mouth open like he wants to take another bite out of him. Mm-hmm. And he turns around real quick. It's really funny.
That's the story. So Nikki and Mitch will give you both one of these CDs that we have as long as they last. Hold on a second. Thank you both for giving
Thank
us a
you.
Buzz. Yes, ma'am. Our pleasure. 800-510-8255. Always get you in touch or Doug at DougStephan.com. The websites, Clay, for Veterans Day include actually a large number. What are the four or five best ones that you found?
I actually got five good ones, Doug.
Five
the
good
first
ones,
yeah. one is if you're interested in the Veterans Day military history, you can go to military.com/veterans-day and get all the info on why we have veterans, what they do, and how they celebrate Veterans Day. If you just want to know what's happening with veterans, and you're a veteran and you want to know what's going on with the military and or just what's going on with a bunch of veterans, you can go to veteranstoday.com for a military veteran and military's affairs journal.
Yeah.
Also, if you're a veteran and you think that 9/11 was a conspiracy, you can go to v911t.org for the Veterans for 9/11 Truth Operation Vigilant Truth website.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're a veteran and you're out of work, you can go to vetjobs.com, which is America's premier job board for veterans.
Really? So what's it called again?
Vetjobs.com.
Why don't you post that on Doug Steffen, the Good Day Show?
Okay, I'll tweet it out.
Yeah, tweet that out.
And also, if you're an Iraq veteran that's against the war, apparently you're not alone. And a group of veterans from Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom committed to saving lives and in ending the violence in Iraq, IVAW.org is the website you want to go to.
All right. And the Americans, what's the name of the?
All right. Our sister organization here at Radio America is the American Veterans Center.
Yeah.
And to basically preserve and promote the legacy of America's servicemen and women. And we have some great events every single year, including the parade on Memorial Day down Constitution Avenue in Washington, mm-hmm. D.C. And then we just had our annual conference, which was a lot of fun.
I love a parade, Rich.
I got to meet Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra.
He was,
tell you which way to go at the fork of the road?
Did he bring boo-boo?
He didn't bring boo-boo. He was one of the attendees at our World War II Veterans and Baseball Legends event that we had. Very cool.
Zippity-doo-dah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 17 before the hour, our poll today. Thank you, Clay. The poll today focuses on this controversy. You may have heard, I hope you heard the story, because we've been talking about it here and others have been talking about it the last couple of days, of the woman who was an ambulance driver. She was fired because she put on Facebook some really nasty stuff about her boss. And so we have been focusing on what we often do when it comes to Facebook. Be careful what you put up there. And the question today, should your employer be able to monitor? Wait a minute, how did I let this go by? Should. How'd that get in the question?
Uh-oh.
Should your employer be able to monitor and regulate your Facebook posts? Clay, note to self, never use should.
I know, you've said that before, Doug, but I looked up in a thesaurus words that I could replace the word should with,
yes.
And I can't find any.
Well, then that means you have a bad
thesaurus. How should he have phrased it, Doug? Help young Clay.
Well, you said how should he have.
What should I have done?
What should I have done?
How may he have phrased that better, Doug?
We're should crazy here.
We are should crazy.
Be careful how you say it.
I think we should probably go to a commercial.
Here's what I would have said. Is it appropriate for your employer to be able to monitor and regulate your Facebook post?
Why can't you use the word
is
should?
Because
why
should
is the word should even there if should, you're not allowed to use it?
Should nope. is a, it's one of those words.
It's a crutch word, like yeah. get or got. Those
Thank
words
you.
Aren't very good either.
Right. Should we contact Merriam-Webster and get
no.
them?
No. Would it be a good idea to contact Merriam-Webster?
Do you like would or should? Is should your only bad
I like
one?
Wood.
So we should no, get a new thesaurus.
Do you think we ought to get a new thesaurus? All right, anyway.
Is it appropriate for us to get a new thesaurus?
Is a bird do it in the woods? Okay, here it is. Your employer, ought your employer to be able to monitor and regulate your Facebook posts?
Ought your employer?
Yes. Facebook posts are extremely public and have the potential.
Ought.
Will you be quiet?
O-U-G-H-T.
Should, would, could,
would. Or O-U-T-T-A.
Yes, Facebook posts are extremely public and have the potential to hurt the business. B, no Facebook updates fall under the Freedom of Speech Amendment. C, while I don't think employers should regulate your post, common sense should, there it is again,
should
stop you from
ought
publicly
to.
Defacing your employer. See how you do use it as a crutch. It's a horrible word. It's used way too much.
Get I never realized.
Dick Cheney, you see, you don't realize
that.
A lot of things unless you listen carefully. To
I should have known that, yeah.
Yes, you should have known that. You ought to have known it. It would have been good for you to know
So that makes should have really bad then, huh?
Yeah, right. Would, and this, what's the, have we lost the
should've,
whole?
Should've, would've, could've.
Yeah, I think the whole thing is lost here. Anyway, Facebook posting, question for your answering at DougSteffen.com and GoodDayShow.com. Our poll yesterday, do you think there's any value to the Twinkie diet? 44% of you who responded said, no way, Jose, I've already seen the effects of eating sweets. 33% of you said, definitely, it doesn't matter what you eat, it's how much you eat. 13% of you said, I sure hope so, I just like eating right. And love losing weight. And 10% said, I hear Dick Cheney has had lots of success with the Twinkie diet. So speaking of diets, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to follow a couple of different items that have to do with what we eat. But the big story of the day today is the proposal from the FDA for new cigarette warning, new labels for cigarettes. We'll talk about that in a moment here with Dr. Ken on Good Day.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Find your magic at Macy's Veterans Day Sale. Take 25 to 50% off store-wide, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's Star Rewards card or WOW Savings Pass. Coats and boots for her, 40% off. Baby and infant outfits and basics, 40% off. Men's designer sports shirts, sweaters, and more, 50% off. All pillows, buy one, get one free. Macy's Veterans Day Sale. Great prices every day. That's the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices.
The magic of the doctor, the magic of medical. How's that? Magic of medical info. Dr. Ken is here with lots of important information that will help you understand what's going on in your body. He and Richie just talking about what is going on with Richie's body. You all need to know what's going on in your body. And Dr. Ken is a big help in that department with all of his things in the daily dose.
Huge help, huge help.
Big help. Well, because he's got a great attitude toward helping people.
Absolutely.
And he realizes the doctors are here to help. If you can make a few bucks on the side, that's swell, but the first motivation ought not to be how much money you can make. Now, having said that, let's make a couple of bucks talking about sustenance. Got to get it where you can. And one of the things that is good about us being able to do this, yeah, a lot of people pay us to tell their story, but you know what? There are stories, and then there are stories. And we get enthusiastic about hearing from you. When you take something like Sustenix, there isn't a day go by, a week go by that somebody doesn't say, or any number of people say, we take Sustenix, we believe in it, we think you're right, Dr. Ken, and that's because what we are telling you is right, is the truth, it's good, helps you.
Yes, it does. There are 9 peer-reviewed studies that have been published showing that Sustenix, the good bacteria, is safe and effective. It's been around for over 50 years. People ask me, how can you put a bacteria into the body? But it's safe. It's effective. You need the healthy bacteria to balance the bacteria, the good and the bad, in your digestive system so that your immune system, your defense works most effectively, and your digestive system will work as well as possible.
So if you go to, speaking of Facebook, facebook.com/Sustenix. It's another way for you to get that $5 off coupon that you can use wherever Sustenix is sold, the big box stores. But the bottom line is, here is a way to protect and shield your body from disease, colds, flus, and things that are more serious than that. So go online to Sustenix.com, trysustenix.com, DougStefan.com, any number of places. You see the logo, click on it, get the $5 off coupon, go buy it and use it. Ask for it by name, Sustenix. The FDA says, I don't buy much of what the FDA says, but in this circumstance with the new cigarette labels, maybe they're onto something, Ken. What do you think?
Yes, they're proposing new cigarette warning labels, Doug, that will be larger and more visible on cigarette packages and in advertisements, in an effort to reduce the number of tobacco-related illnesses and deaths. These new warning labels would be larger and much more graphic.
One of the stories we had yesterday and this week, the story about how sex and drugs are more common in hyper-texting teens. Why would that be? What's the story on that?
Exactly. Teens who text 120 times a day or more are more likely to have had sex or used alcohol and drugs than kids who don't send as many messages. Doug,
how do they have time if they're so busy texting?
Well, permissive or absent parents.
All right, Billy, you have to keep it at 119 texts per day.
Right. Otherwise, there's a serious problem. Daily dose of medical information courtesy of Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods.
Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Slick.
Thank you.
Pretty slick, yes
it
is.
Do you know who sings it, Jennifer? Do you know?
No, I have no idea.
John Farr.
From the film St. Elmo's Fire, which starred Emilio Estevez and Rob Lowe and Judd Nelson, Andrew McCarthy, Ally Sheedy.
Otherwise known as?
Otherwise known as what?
The Brat Pack.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I thought that Charlie Sheen and Robert Downey Jr. were in the Brat Pack, too. No.
Robert Downey Jr. is, and Charlie Sheen, no.
And the one who got caught shoplifting?
Winona Ryder?
Winona Ryder, no.
She's not
Not Winona Ryder. There's another one. Isn't there? Red hair? Is that Winona
Molly
Ryder?
Ringwald?
Molly Ringwald.
She wasn't a shoplifter, was she?
Yes, she was.
She was?
Yep.
I don't know that she was a shoplifter, but yeah, she's a Brat Packer.
No, you can check her out, Richie. Check her out. See if I'm not right once again.
Let me look.
Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments. We have our trivia movie sound. We want you to listen to it, and then we'll see if you can figure out what the movie was. Yesterday, we thought, my heavens, everybody would get that. It's one of those things, if I open my mouth, it jinxes it, because nobody got it, which kind of sort of surprises me. May not be the case today. Let's see. We have one, two really big stars involved in this, a couple of mediocre stars. One of the well-known stars turns 36 today. Demi Moore, by the way, is 48. That's why we went into St. Elmo's Fire. And now we'll get into the movie audio. Here's the first clip.
No problem.
Today you can do this.
If anybody ever hits you, or even just lays a finger on you, what are you going to do, Barney? You're going to tell me, and then I'm going to take care of it for you, right? And why will I take care of it? Because nobody hurts Arnie, right? Okay. Want to pick out some candy?
Ooh, Maria Shriver.
I know this.
800-510-8255.
Oh, what is this? Nobody.
What is the name of this movie? Has to do with a fruit. That helps you, Annie. All right.
And it's not Bewitched.
No. Next clip, Richie.
Ellen?
What?
Could you not talk with your mouth full? You're making me sick. I'm going to throw up.
Okay, Dad.
Go on.
Sure thing, Dad. Will you cut it out?
Okay, Dad. Sure thing, Dad.
That's nice.
Stop it.
Don't start.
Dad's dead, Ellen.
Dad's dead.
Arnie.
Dad's dead.
Arnie, shh.
What is it?
How do I not know a
this
movie
is
with
a
this
weird
guy in it?
Chucker, you know this movie, right?
I do not. I mean,
really?
It's a comedy, but I'm not sure what it is.
800-510-8255. All right, y'all only have one more chance. Here it is.
Huh. I can't imagine how it's been for you kids. I know what a burden I am.
Don't say that.
Oh!
And I know that you're ashamed of me.
Oh!
It's related to a fruit.
To be like
I said that already
I
once.
Know,
I
know, you're right.
It to be a joke.
Mm-hmm. All right. You've had your chance. Now you,
wow.
Those who know it, get on the line, 800-510-8255. I will tell you, people know the answer. That's good. The rest of you should be ashamed of yourself. Chucker, what's the matter with you?
It's not a comedy, Chucker.
No. Oh, it's not? Okay.
No.
I take your word for it.
All right.
I don't think so.
No, I don't know. I mean, I just know. I remember hearing the story of the movie and the title and that sort of thing and thinking it was about some guy who's a really
It was a big
comedian.
Movie.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. You know the answer, and you've never won before a movie moment. Help yourself. Look at the action there, Richie. Somebody knows what's going on.
I guess so. I do.
Better than yesterday, anyway.
I should know every
You ought to know.
Bruce Willis
not, you ought to know. You
yes.
should not. Should is not a good word because it makes you
Whatever.
Seem silly.
I should know it.
It would be good if you knew. Chucker.
Movie news, Doug.
Please.
Your favorite actor, Doug, Channing Tatum, was the star of Dear John and also G.I. Joe.
Right.
Reportedly in talks to land the main role in the 21 Jump Street big screen movie. Which will co-star Jonah Hill, and I don't know what the tone of the film was. It's going to be serious, some comedic, or a mixture of both. Other news, filming is underway on the sequel to the superhero movie Ghost
By the
Rider.
Way, is that guy Channing Tatum, is he a good actor, or does he work cheap? How come he's in so many films?
Let's put it this way. The Rock in My Backyard has more acting skills, but he was a former male model, and he's getting a lot of roles, so good for him.
Yeah.
He's a hot property in the business.
Yeah.
One other bit of news, Jeremy Renner, who starred in the movie Hurt Locker and also was terrific in the supporting role in Ben Affleck's The Town, reportedly up for the role of Snake Plissken now in the Escape from New York remake. Interesting choice. I got to say, his part in The Town was terrific, and he'll definitely get a Best Supporting Actor nomination.
Dino De Laurentiis has died, the film producer. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Yeah,
no.
Dino De Laurentiis. He did a lot of schlocky
King
movies.
King Kong, yeah.
Yeah, and good movies, too. Megan lives in Lakeview, Ohio. Hello, Megan.
Hi.
What's the name of that movie?
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
With Johnny Depp, Leonardo DiCaprio, Juliette Lewis, and Mary Steenburgen. You get the prize, ma'am. Hold on. Thank you.